Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
Hey, if you're taking notes this morning, I want you to write this down. The power of my praise. The power of my praise. Church, today I want to speak to you about the power of your praise and how powerful it is. You know, let's go to Acts chapter 16. You know, immediately when I say the power of praise, a lot of people link the fast song that we do at the start of the service to this message. But I want to tell you that that's just a vehicle we use for you to get into a place where you can praise God. But praising God comes from your heart and a spirit of thankfulness. And I want to take you on a little bit of a journey today to show you how powerful your praise is, how powerful your declaration is. So Acts chapter 16, anyone know the story about Paul and Silas? Yeah? We're familiar with that passage? Let me give you a little bit of background to what's happening in Acts chapter 16 here. So Paul and Silas are two of my heroes of the faith. And what happened one day is they're walking around doing the ministry of God, and there's this lady that was possessed by a spirit following them everywhere they went. And she had the ability to tell the future. And what happened was Paul and Silas got a little bit sick of this lady following them around. So they turn around one day and they said, "In the name of Jesus, spirit, come out." Anyway, she goes back to her masters. And what ends up happening is that the masters are so angry at Paul and Silas because they've just removed their form of income through this lady. This lady was making them a lot of money telling the future. And this is what the Bible says happens to Paul and Silas when they get captured by these masters. We pick it up in verse 23. They were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet into the stocks. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. I'm not going to preach for too long this morning, but I am going to give you guys and us an opportunity at the end to praise our God, no matter what you're facing, because as we see in this story, how powerful is your praise? How powerful is your praise? You know what? Have you ever been in a situation where you've had something at your disposal, but not used it to its full ability? Let me explain. For example, you're there and you're trying to switch on the TV with a remote and you're getting real frustrated, and then your partner goes and walks over to the wall and just flicks the switch on from there. Anyone had one of those moments before? You feel a little bit silly after it? How about when we went to summer camp? We went to vacation at the start of this year, and who's excited for a vacation next year? Yeah? We went to vacation and we did this 12-hour bump-in. So we brought all the LED screens, we brought all the audio gear, cameras, we brought the works, staging. The trucks didn't even get up the hill on the way there. We were almost pushing these trucks to vacation. But anyway, we did this setup, and then the first night we get into playing our first praise song, and as we go to play it, the power just goes boom. The camp owner comes down, he's pretty frustrated about what's just happened. Anyway, the second morning we go to play our next praise song and the power goes again. And we were just, oh. And this guy comes down and he's super angry at this point. Anyone remember that?
Yes.
He was super angry, but then he had a look at kind of what we were doing, and he's seen that we had available to us four circuits and we were only using one. We had four circuits available at our fingertips, at our disposal, and we were only used power to one. I just want to challenge you this morning, church. With your praise, are we using it to its full potential? Are we using our praise to its fullest potential? There is so much power in your praise this morning, as we read about Paul and Silas. Come on, can we give our God a hand this morning? If you believe he can break chains, and he wants to this morning. You know, we speak about this weapon we have called praise. Anyone heard that saying? Yeah. Praise is a weapon. It wouldn't be called weapon if it couldn't do some damage to the enemy. Yeah. Yeah. Your praise is powerful. I cannot stress it enough. the declaration of what comes out of your mouth, it is an absolute weapon. And I can't help but when I read this story, start to think to myself, if Paul and Silas never opened their mouth and started praising, could God have moved like he did? Would chains ever have fell off the prisoners if Paul and Silas, in that circumstance, if they didn't decide to open their mouth and praise God? I wonder, God needs your praise. Anyone else found themselves in a bit of a tough situation? I mean, we read about this story, Paul and Silas. The Bible says that they were severely beaten. Anyone been severely beaten recently? Unless you're versing me in FIFA, that doesn't happen. But we find ourselves, like Paul and Silas are here in the inner dungeon, the deepest, darkest place of the prison. In the deepest, darkest, their hands are in the stocks and their feet are locked in, and their response to their situation is praise. I mean, how many times do we find ourselves in situations where, you know, maybe it's a bad decision you made. Maybe it's a business decision that you made and that you're like, God, I'm hoping that, and it didn't work out for you. Maybe your kids aren't following the call of God that you dreamt for them. Maybe you're in an awesome place this morning, but the reality is our response in every time and every circumstance in our life has to be praise, church. It has to be a decision to praise God if we want to see him move. You ever felt like your praise has been muted by your situation? For your circumstance, I know I have. Plenty of occasions. You know, at Lifehouse, we praise in the form of praise and worship. Who loves our awesome worship team? Yeah, I think they're awesome too. But what we're doing, we're just setting up a vehicle for you guys to encounter God, to lift up your praise to him. We don't get up here because of ourselves. In fact, it's really hard work sometimes. Early call times, a lot of practicing. We do it so everyone in this church can encounter God. And even though praise and worship and music is the vehicle that we provide for you to encounter God, here I read in the Bible, everywhere I read about praise, thankfulness is linked so directly, so closely. Let me give you a couple of examples. In Psalms 100 verse 4, it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." Psalm 7 verse 17 says, "I will thank the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of his name, of the Lord Most High." Yeah. Praise looks like thankfulness. Amen. Praise looks like thankfulness. And I don't know about you, but if this story read Tim and Paul in prison, it would not have ended the way it did. Let me explain it to you. If I was there with Paul and Paul said, "Hey, I know we're like doing ministry and we're going around and we've been beaten and thrown into prison. Let's praise right now." I would have been like, "Paul, are you kidding me? Are you joking? You want me to praise right now? Look where we are. Look where we are." And I would have been a big sook. I've got to be honest. No, I'm the only one who would have been a sook in this whole room. Only one. All right. And maybe you guys should be preaching up here. I don't know. You know, there's been countless times where I've been standing in church, I've jumped into my car, my blood's boiling, and the last thing I want to do is praise our God. That's my response, to be honest, sometimes. But other times when I've chosen, no matter how I'm feeling, I'm going to praise God. I've seen God move so powerfully and break chains off in my life, just like we read in this story. God wants to break chains this morning. He loves you. Like a father loves a son, he loves you this morning. God wants to move. And like I said, I'm not going to be up here too long, and I want to encounter the presence of God, because no matter where you're at this morning, I want to see chains fall off your life in Jesus' name. You know what? Jesus wants to see chains fall off you this morning. He loves you so much, it kills him. It breaks his heart to see you bound in situations. And you know, maybe you're doing amazing this morning. Maybe you're like, "Yeah, this is good for the person next to me who's going through a rough time." I like to see this message as the $20 note you put in your jeans. And you take your jeans off because you didn't need the $20 note then. And a couple of weeks when you really needed that money, you put your jeans back on, you find the money. A little bit like that. We all go through circumstances and tough times. Am I right? I'm not the only one, I hope. But what's your decision? What do you choose to do? Do you decide to praise? You know, let me give you another example. King Jehoshaphat. In the Bible. Anyone know the story in 2 Chronicles? Pretty much what happened, long story short, this guy in the Bible, he was the leader of the army of Judah, And what happened was there was three armies formed together to come against him and his people. And the Bible says that he was anxious and he didn't know what to do. But this is his response. This is King Jehoshaphat's response to his situation. At that very moment, they began to sing and give praise to God. And the story goes on to explain that those three armies actually turned against each other. And they started fighting against each other. And when the army of Judah gets to the lookout, the Bible says that as far as they could see, there were dead bodies everywhere because God had gone before them. God is already fighting on their behalf. The response was praise, and they got the victory. Imagine if he didn't decide to praise. Imagine King Jehoshaphat decided to stay anxious, live in where he was. Would we have seen a move of God happen? I don't know. The response is praise. You know, if I can be honest with you, this year has been one of the toughest years of my life. I've walked through some pretty big stuff, and the enemy has tried to ridicule my family with mental illness and all these different things. Anyone walk through some pretty tough stuff all the time? And in those moments, I just can't help but think to myself, God, you know, if you're the king of the universe, if you're all powerful, why am I walking through this? Why do I have to face this? Sometimes I'm praying for things for a long time and nothing seems to be happening, and I find myself questioning God. But this is what the Bible says exactly about that thing. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says, Through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips that give thanks to his name. Let me read that again. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Anyone find it pretty difficult sometimes to praise God? You ever felt like times, it's like, God, I've got nothing to be thankful for this morning. I've got nothing. Nothing's going right. Come on, our response, let it be praise this morning. Let it be praise. I wrote this down. If praise is thanking God for what he has done, even if you don't feel like praising, what is done is still done, which means God is worthy of our praise. He's always forever worthy of our praise. Forever worthy of our praise. You know what I found in my life? The more you magnify God, your problems don't magnify more when you magnify God. What happens? Your problems stay the same and your God becomes bigger than whatever you're walking through. Start to magnify God with your thanksgiving and your praise, church. Magnify our God. Psalms 34:1 says, I will exalt the Lord at all times. All times. His praise will forever be on my lips. I will praise the Lord at all times. Not when things are going great all the time. Not when things are, you know, sometimes it's actually even hard to praise God when things are going amazing. Because like everything's perfect, why do I need God? But the Bible says that God is worthy of our praise at all times. Whether you're winning, yay, praise God. Whether you're losing, yay, praise God. Let our response be praise at all times. Let it be thanksgiving. Be thankful we have breath in our lungs and God has saved our souls this morning. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. I wrote this down. Don't let your emotions be the dictator of your breakthrough. Amen. Don't let the way you feel stop your breakthrough from coming. You know what I love about this story about Paul and Silas? They find themselves in the inner cell. And, you know, the devil, I love how it says that their hands were locked in the stocks and their feet were locked in. And you know what? This morning, like I said, we're going to go into some praise and worship after this. But the devil would love for you to have your hands tied up so you can't worship in stocks. Sometimes you feel like, I just can't lift my hand. Sometimes where you're going and dancing around, the devil has locked your feet into stocks and you feel like you can't move. But you have a breath and you have a voice to praise your God this morning. You're able to lift up your God through your thanksgiving. That is the fruit of your lips, even when it's tough, even when it's a sacrifice. Don't let your emotions be the dictator of your breakthrough. God is interested in smashing the inner cell today. Can I just say that? God is so interested. You may not physically be in a cell today, but your situation may have placed you in one. But I just want to say, you know, when you choose to respond in praise and in thanksgiving, I don't know, something supernatural happens. God says, okay, you trust me enough, no matter what's going on, you still believe that I'm faithful, great, I'm gonna go out and work from your behalf. Let our response be praise. Look, I'm not belittling anyone's situation. Life gets tough. It does get really tough. But from what I can see, life was pretty tough for Paul and Silas. They didn't know what tomorrow held. The decision was praise. The decision was praise. The team can come and join me. I just got two keys I want to give you. Is that all right? Can I give you two keys this morning to unlocking your praise? They're super simple. And let me give them to you. Number one, thank him for what he has done. Praise him for what he's done already. You know, I love that Jesus, you know, God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus for us. You know, and sometimes when you find yourself in situations, it's hard to find things to be thankful for. You know, when I feel like that, I go back to the story of the cross and I just read it start to finish. And if I have to read it again, I'll read it again. And if I have to read it again, I'll read it again. Because at the end of the day, yeah, what I'm going through is tough. But God still died, Jesus still died on the cross for you. He still gave you salvation. When you step back from your life and say, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. But and when that moment happens and you put God in front and you say, God, I'm just so thankful that you saved my soul. You know, Jesus bore the weight of all of our sins for us. He's done it all already. He's done it all already. Psalms 150 verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath. Come on, can you breathe out for me today? Come on, everyone. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You know, the only criteria, I don't know, I can't find any other criteria here for you to praise God apart from that you have breath in your lungs today. That's the only criteria. I can't read anything else in the Word of God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Whether things are great, whether things aren't going too good, praise the Lord. You know, Jesus is so worthy of our praise this morning. I can't stress it enough. He's so worthy. Every word that comes out of our mouth, every moment we decide to put him forward, our God is worthy of our praise. Point number two, thank him for what he will do. Point number one, thank him for what he's done. Point number two, thank you. Thank him for what he will do. You know, I love that we fight from victory, not for victory. God's gone before us, good before us. He's won every battle. The situation you're going through, he didn't put it in front of you. Sometimes, you know, the Bible says he works together all things for those who love him. And you know, God doesn't put you through hard trials, but sometimes he allows you to strengthen your character and for things to happen in your world. But we already fight from victory. We don't fight for it. God won it. He defeated it in the grave over 2,000 years ago. No matter what you're going through this morning, God's already gone before you. He loves you. He's so madly in love with you this morning, church. It breaks his heart when you go through hard times. It breaks his heart. He's not sitting up there. He loves you. You know, I went to Europe in 2009 with my dad. And it's a pretty funny story, actually. If you know my dad, he's very, yeah, everything's all good. It's the Italian coming out of him. Everything's all good. Pizza, salami, Mario, Luigi. That's just who he is, right? And we went to Europe and, you know, I'll never forget. We're flying into Venice. It was real late at night. It was like 1 a.m. And my dad says, I said to my dad, Dad, like, I didn't know the itinerary. I was only 16 or 15 at the time. But my dad didn't. I said, Dad, what's the plan? We're going to land pretty late. How are we going to find our hotel? He goes, oh, Tim, you know what? We're going to get off the plane. We're going to go to the service desk and we're going to get a taxi and it's going to be all good. We'll find our hotel. I was like, yeah, great. Awesome. Anyway, we land in Venice and we walk up to the information desk and the lady goes, there is not a single car on this whole island. And I stood there like, oh my goodness, where are we going to end up tonight? What are we going to do? And my dad was like, we'll find a way. So we ended up getting on this dingy boat. Oh my goodness. It was like a tinny. Like, I don't know where we were. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, that's storage for another time. But versus a couple of years later when I went to Europe with my mum. And everything was planned out, A to B. When you got off the plane, you had the Malaysian guy or wherever we were going with the sign, Mr. Garisto, and everything was planned out. Everything was ready for us. And even though I didn't know the itinerary that my mum had planned, I knew who held it. And I had full faith that she held it. And you know, the reality is I don't know what is coming for you tomorrow. I don't know what you're going through right now, but thank Him for what He will do. He holds your future in His hands. He holds your tomorrow in His hands. I don't know what's there for you tomorrow. I don't know if your business is going downhill, going up. I don't know what's going on in your world, but God does, and He cares. And He holds your hand. He holds your future in the palm of His hands. So let's not battle God for a blessing and for breaking of chains. God wants to already. He needs you to open your voice and start to thank Him. Just place your trust in me and I'll do a wonderful work.
Hi, I'm Richard Gabacki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.